Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha message series, with apologies for the technical difficulties of last week, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Le'ilui Nishmas, Eliyahu Chaim ben Horav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe, and it should be dedicated for a refuah shelema to Gittel Bas Etel. We know that we live in difficult times. Unfortunately, I've spent a little bit of time recently in a couple of hospitals, and to see the extent of illness and suffering and pain and suffering, I guess, that goes on is something that's truly, truly disturbing. And we always look for means and ways to cope and to resolve, both to cope and to resolve the suffering that exists in the world and in our own lives and the lives of our families. And we know the endless and infinite power of tefillah. When a Jew turns with his heart, with a heartfelt request to his Creator, such tefillos, such prayers, such requests are never just discarded. They have an effect. They have an impact. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shemea Tefillah. He's the one who listens and is makabel the tefillos. He accepts the tefillos, and he responds to our heartfelt beseeching and requests. Chazal tell us that tefillah is a machzah. It always accomplishes something. It may not accomplish immediately everything that we wish it to accomplish. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say, not now, we're not there yet, we need more, we need more schusim. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say, not now, because there are certain benefits that are accruing to us, even though we may not see them nor appreciate them. But tefillah has an impact. We find in the Orach Chaim HaKadosh that there's a power that goes even beyond tefillah. And he says on the Psukim, where Klal Yisrael is complaining, they left Mitzrayim and they see the Yam Suf raging on one side and Paroi and his armies pursuing them on the other, and wild animals on both of the other sides of them with no place to go. And they cry out, Moshe Rabbeinu cries on their behalf, and they cry to Hashem. And Hashem says to Moshe, Ma titzak elai? What are you crying to me? Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yisu. Speak to Bnei Yisrael and tell them to go. Let them go into the Yam. And the Orach Chaim is bothered by the question, Ma titzak elai? Why are you crying to me? To whom else should I be crying? What is he saying to Moshe Rabbeinu? What is he expecting of Moshe Rabbeinu? Of course, in a time of tzoro, you cry out to Hashem. And the Orach Chaim says that this was a situation where there was some type of a kitrig on Klal Yisrael. There was some situation where the tefillahs could not be effective at this point. Kitrug maybe means the Sotan had some way of interfering, could accuse them and interfere with the accepting of their tefillahs. Something was, there was a limitation, there was a cap, there was an interference in their tefillahs. But there's a power, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, that goes where tefillah may not even be able to reach. And that's Daber el Bnei Yisrael Yisu, with the expression, with the manifestation of such emuna and bitochon, he says, belief in Hashem and trust in Hashem, that Hashem will in fact protect us. And when we will go into the Yam Suf, as miraculous as it would seem to be, as impossible as it would seem to be, we will be able to succeed. Daber al bnei Yisrael yiso. Let them show that emunah and express that emunah and feel that emunah bitochon. And that is a power that is even more powerful, that in times when tefillah is limited in its effectiveness, this power of Emuna Bitochen will still be able to help and to save them and to secure them passage through this raging sea, which seems to be something beyond, you know, any human imagination or expectation. And we know that we need not only tefillah, but we need to strengthen our bitochen. We need to constantly refocus that bitochen, not rely just on our tefillah, and on something which is even more remote in its ability to help us, and not to rely on our hishtadlus. Hishtadlus is an imperative. And for us, the doctors and the hospitals and the technology and the medications and the procedures and the operations and everything that is done is to be done, must be done, it has to be done, and it has to be done in the best way possible with the most care and precision and choosing the best possible opportunities to take advantage of all of these forms of hishtadlus in the world. But we cannot forget. It's Daber el Bnei Yisroel v'Yisol. Let us not make a mistake and for a moment forget that bitochen, forget that emuna. To think for a moment that things are in the hands of medication or technology or doctors or anything other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Rufei Chulei Amo Yisrael. He has given Rishus L'Rufei L'Rapis Mikam Rafarapu Yerapi Chazal Simikan Shinitin Rishus L'Rufei L'Rapis. Doctors have a special permission from the Torah to be able to administer, to be able to be the agents of refuah, but we must realize that this is a permission that was granted them by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is a power where they act on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whatever reshus they have to administer refuah, the success or the failure of that process, of that procedure, of that medication, of that operation, of that anything that they may do, is all dependent, ach verach, completely and totally, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deeply committed. He is the Rufei Chulei Amo Yisroel. He is the one, Refoeini Hashem ve'erofei, hoishieini ve'ivosheo, kisihilosi oto. And the pshat is that you are my Rufei. I praise you as the Rufei. You're the Rufei Chulei Amo Yisroel. And therefore I rely on you and solely and totally and only on you. You are totally committed to refuah. You're totally committed to chesed v'rachamim. And you are beyond any limitation. Ein matzor l'Hashem. Nothing can prevent you from helping, from saving, from bringing about the refuah. Everything is in your power and there is no limitation to that power. And your care and concern and chesed and rachamim are infinite. And therefore we rely on you. And sometimes, especially in a world which is so technologically developed and has so many things figured out and has so many people who have studied so many years to master disciplines and segments of disciplines and pieces of the broader discipline to be able to help, to be able to save, to be able to perform the mitzvah of Verapu Yerapi Mikan Shenitin Rishus L'Rafi L'Rapis. But we must remember with all of this that because there is so much, because there's so much technology, because there's so many advances, because there's so many medications, because there's so many knowledgeable people, and because of all of this, we tend to blur and to overlook and maybe even to forget the ultimate Refi Chili Amo Yisrael. And that realization is critical. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Refi Chili Amo Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the only one who can do anything in this world and is totally committed to Refuah without any limitation in his power. And this is a lesson that we must constantly remember. We remember it when every time we talk and we say, Be'ezus Hashem, with Hashem's help. Boruch Hashem, with each step of the way that Hashem has helped. But it's important sometimes as we're listening and as we're taking. You know that the Mishnah Berurah brings a little tefillah when a person takes a medication. I ask Hashem that this which I'm doing now, this medication that I'm taking or this procedure that I'm doing, should be for me a refuah. To remember, to refocus that even though I'm doing something which is allegedly and experienced and has been proven to be effective in a refuah, but I ask Hashem that it should be lila refuah. And when I finish, the Mishnah Berurah says, and I take the procedure, I take the medication, boruch reifei cholim, to say this brocha that I recognize that Hashem is the source of refuah. He, that Hashem is the reifei cholim, and it's very important to constantly remember this again and again and again, because as we advance technologically, as we have more and more confidence in our methodology and in our medications and in our procedures and in our operations and in our medical professionals, we have to revisit and refocus and review and remind ourselves again and again that it's all ach v'rak to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that there is no koyach in the world besides him, and any permission that anyone has to participate in the process of refuah is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted him that ability. And we have to remember that when we recite the Tehillim, much of the Tehillim that we say, many of the Kapitlach Tehillim that we say, don't have any requests in them. There's nothing that we're requesting. We're just strengthening our bitochen, strengthening our recognition that everything is from Hashem. And it's that schus that serves to help us. The greatest power of the tefillos that we offer for a chile is the realization that we come to in the process of speaking to Hashem and beseeching Hashem, or even not beseeching, but reciting the psukim which remind us that everything is from Hashem, and that Hashem is Mole Chesed V'Rachamim, and that when we put our trust in Him, He will not disappoint us. The schus of that inspiration to be tochen is something that allows a refuah to take place in the merit of that enhanced inspiration to be tochen that has been derived from the Amiras Tilim, from the saying of the Kapitlach of Tilim. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that we should all realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all healing. He is the ultimate and the emissa and the truest Refei Chole Amo Yisroel. That's what he does, and that is Ki Yisihi Loseinu Oto. That's he is the one we praise for that. May we all recognize that. May that schus, coupled together with all of our tefillos, allow us to be zeicha to see a refuah, to call chile amcha beis Yisrael, a refuah shleima, a refuah hanefesh, a refuah haguf, to all of the chile amo Yisrael bekorov berachamim, and may we be zeicha to see that the time will come when illness will be removed from the rank and file of Klal Yisrael. And that will only happen when we rely completely on Hashem. Chazal tell us that Chizkiyahu HaMelech had the Sefer HaRefuos. There was a Sefer, a Torah Sefer, that had all of the Refuos. And yet Chizkiyo hid it because he didn't want us to rely on the refuahs. He wanted us to have to rely directly on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May we be zeicher to rely directly on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite all of the efforts that we are obligated to take in bringing about refuah. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond with a refuah shleimo lechol chole amoy beis Yisroel b'korayif berachamim.